Welcome back to another episode of AW360, recorded live and sometimes streamed live, depending upon the Wi-Fi situation here, at Advertising Week New York 2024. I'm going to talk about video games. Well, I'm going to try. I'm here with Anson, co-founder and CEO of Battery. We're going to talk about video games, but I'm going to let you take the lead for the most part. Tell us a little bit about Battery, though, and your role there.
Yeah, video games is always fun to talk about.
Yeah.
No matter the time of day, if there's Wi-Fi or no Wi-Fi. I'm the co-founder of Battery. So we're an ad agency that was originally started to service the video game industry. I started my career in video games, and we saw a need to bring a new form of marketing, new form of advertising to the video game industry. So we started Battery about 10 years ago.
If any industry needed a new form of advertising, as a lifelong gamer going all the way back to, I don't know, Combat and Pac-Man, video games needed a new form of advertising. I recently saw a spot that Battery created for the Apex Legends video game. Truly a great spot, by the way. It feels like it would be exceedingly difficult to create impactful spots based on video games, but you absolutely nailed this one. What is needed to make a spot like this that honors the fandom around the game but maintains that elusive element of authenticity?
Yeah, so you nailed the first thing. It's about the community. It's about the true fans. And really, the difficulty and the challenge in video game marketing is, how do you speak to the core? How do you speak to the fans and the players that got you there, that love you and sometimes hate you, but hopefully most of the time love you, but then bring in new fans and bring back lapsed players, but while still servicing the core? And that's really the tricky balance. And really, what we always try to do is just stay true to the game. And I mean, it sounds cliche, it sounds obvious, but stay true to why the core loves the game and what the core loves about the game, and then find more people like that.
Well, the bulk of this particular creative features real actors, not just pre-rendered game footage, which it looks exceedingly fun to be working on, but I imagine is also exceedingly difficult because, let's face it, if you do this wrong, you can have a lot of angry people. How difficult is it to bring these video game worlds to life? And because that's a real tricky situation you find yourself in, I would think. I mean, these people live and breathe this stuff, and they're religious about it. And if the slightest thing is off for their favorite character, they'll let you know.
Yeah, the key is the costumes they're wearing, the weapons they're using, the items they have. I mean, the amount of scrutiny on the game publishing side, on the agency side, on the dev side, that goes into scrutinizing every inch of something they're holding or wearing. And that's really where you get killed. Obviously, an actor is going to bring his or her own vibe and brand to it. But if you screw up a sword that they're holding, yeah, or some type of costume, you just get skewered, and rightly so.
You know? How closely do you work with a company like EA when it comes to this? I mean, is it like they give you everything they have? Because I imagine for a game like Apex Legends, I mean, every one of those characters has their own lore. Every one of those characters has a very deep personality at this point, and there's a lot for the actors to work with, let's face it. How closely do they work with you to you know, get this stuff going, and then how much freedom do you have to just kind of take it and run with it? Because you took it and ran with it. I mean, it's great.
So when it comes to the lore, I mean, yeah, we're working super closely with the developers. We had someone at Battery that said, you will forget more about your game than we'll ever know, right? The dev team in that case, Respawn at Apex, they will, the inside every bit, because they're living and breathing, and obviously we're an agency on the outside. So we're working so closely with them leading up to, you know, how we're building that stuff and the concept art and the lore, or the character. Obviously, they're on set. It is like so tight. Again, the amount that they know exceeds orders of magnitude more than we will ever know.
Well, you make spots for games, you know, Apex Legends, we mentioned, Suicide Squad, a game I love personally, PUBG, a game I've loved probably way too much. And then you switch gears and you make great creative for LA Clippers, my team, Royal Bank of Canada, a very diverse lineup. How do you maintain a creative edge in such diverse industries?
So originally when we started Battery, again, like I said, it was about bringing a new form of marketing to games. And then we knew the gamer really well. And then a gamer also drinks, and a gamer banks, and a gamer drives cars. And so we started to expand into other like-minded industries of youth based on the gamer. And then, yeah, now we've kind of grown up now, you know, the RBCs and the Clippers of the world. But the core of it, again, it's like, the Clippers have a lore. Some of it good, some of it bad. Right?
I don't know if we want to go there.
We won't go there. They have a very specific brand. And like RBC in Canada means something to them. And so it's about staying true to that brand and trying to bring, you know, that bit of entertainment magic in Hollywood storytelling, you know, to even the RBC. And that means a very different thing, right? Hollywood storytelling for video games versus Hollywood storytelling for banking. But it's about that, really that core of staying true to what that product is.
Oh, for sure. Is there anything you're working on right now that, or recently that, you know, hasn't been shown as much that you're really excited about?
So we just did a fashion show for Land O'Lakes Dairy in Paris, Wisconsin. So it was all around FarmCore celebrating, you know, you see everyone today wearing Carhartt and this FarmCore, but celebrating these 1,000 farmer owners of Land O'Lakes who literally wear Carhartt to work at a farm every day. And so we had farmers and people wearing the farmer's clothing on a runway in Paris, Wisconsin, the same week as the Paris fashion show, essentially celebrating this idea of farm core and workwear by the OG, you know, farmers themselves.
That's amazing. Anything you're looking forward to at Advertising Week this year?
I am really looking forward to AI. That might sound weird. It might sound obvious. I haven't seen that many people talking about AI yet in terms of how it will completely change or not, or take away jobs. Because in the video game industry, it's a real, real hot button. You know, a lot of concern over AI. And I'm curious to see how that's going to play out here in more of a mainstream, you know, marketing.
Are you guys using it?
We are, yes, with some of our clients. Some clients we don't, others we do. You know, in the concepting stage, in the ideation stage, we do with some of our clients, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that seems to be kind of the norm right now. And I think, you know, it hasn't taken away my job yet, so I'm okay. If one wanted to find out more about you or Battery, where should they go? Because, you know, at very least, they should look at the fantastic work on your website. I was entertained for, God, at least an hour and a half just going through it. A fantastic gallery.
Oh, my God. Thank you. An hour and a half. That's a long time.
I may have shared it with, you know, children, colleagues, friends. You know, there's some great stuff. I mean, it's a one-stop shop for some things that, you know, I'm a streamer, cord cutter, so I don't see a certain amount of ads. Some of them I had seen quite a few times, but some were all new to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, for some of the, you know, game properties I love, God, you know, yeah, of course I'm going to watch the you know, advertising materials for them, for sure. I had not seen the PUBG spot before, which I was just in love with.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. That was when PUBG transitioned from PC to console.
Right,
for the first time. So yeah, our website, if everyone goes there, batteryagency.com, and even if people don't spend an hour and a half, we will still appreciate
them. Yeah, I should probably rephrase, you don't have to spend the full hour and a half. It's not an hour and a half worth of material. It's just, I watched some of it a few times. I'm a fan.
Thank you.
We'll just put it that way. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today. It was a real pleasure.
Thanks. Pleasure is mine.